It seems like plant-based supplements are everywhere these days,
Yeah.
right? And they all promise to like unlock the secret to better health.
Yeah.
So today, we're going to take a closer look at one of those sugar defenders. We've got their marketing materials right here.
Right. Okay.
And a great article from Great Health Report on plant supplements for weight loss.
Yeah.
And just so you know, we're not here to sell you anything.
Of course. Yeah.
We just want to help you navigate this world
Right.
with a critical eye.
Absolutely. It's so important these days. There's just so much information out there. It can
Yeah.
be really tough to figure out, what's what.
For sure. So let's dive in. The Great Health Report article starts by painting this really compelling picture.
Okay.
It talks about how plant supplements can help you achieve balanced blood sugar, boost your energy levels, and even like shed those extra pounds. It's really tapping into that desire so many of us have for a more natural approach to wellness.
Yeah, there's definitely a shift these days towards clean eating and just being more aware of what we're putting into our bodies.
Right.
And plants, I think, have this inherent association with vitality.
Totally.
So it's understandable why people are drawn to plant-based solutions.
For sure. And Sugar Defender certainly plays into that. I mean, the name itself
Right.
just conjures up images of a powerful shield,
Yeah.
right? Protecting you from sugar.
Yeah. It's very evocative.
But before we get too swept up in the marketing,
Yeah.
let's take a closer look at what they're actually offering.
That's a good idea.
Okay, so they've got a variety of packages,
Well.
from a 1 month supply to a 6 month super saver deal. I noticed the best value is tied to the largest purchase. Makes you wonder if that's by design, right?
Yeah.
To get you to stock up.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense from a business perspective,
Yeah.
but it is something to be mindful of as a consumer. That's a pretty common tactic in supplement marketing,
Okay.
incentivizing those bigger purchases up front.
They also feature some pretty impressive customer testimonials on their website. Sean B says he's seeing amazing results with his blood sugar.
Okay.
And Sabine S claims it's just as effective as a much pricier brand she used to buy. I have to admit, it's tempting to see
Right.
those success stories and think, maybe this is the answer I've been looking for.
It's totally natural to be drawn to those stories. They offer that hope, right? But here's where it gets interesting. Testimonials are really just individual experiences. They're
Right.
not necessarily representative of everyone's results.
So we need to take them with a grain of salt, so to speak.
Precisely. It's kind of like reading online reviews.
Yeah.
You might see a ton of five-star ratings,
Yeah.
but that doesn't mean the product is going to be perfect for everyone. It's really important to remember that individual results can vary.
Makes sense.
Okay.
So let's get to the heart of it. What exactly is Indie Sugar Defender?
Yeah, let's break it down.
They highlight eight key ingredients:
Okay.
Eleuthero, coleus, maca root, African mango, guarana,
Okay.
gymnema, ginseng, and chromium.
Wow. They're really pulling out all the stops.
Yeah.
So Eleuthero, which is sometimes called Siberian ginseng,
Okay.
has traditionally been used to combat fatigue and boost energy levels.
Got it.
Coleus is often touted for its potential fat-burning properties.
Okay. And then there's maca root. I've heard that's great for an energy boost too.
Yes, it's often associated with increased stamina and vitality. Then we have African mango, which has gotten a lot of attention recently as a weight loss aid.
Interesting. What about guarana?
Guarana. Oh, that's a natural stimulant that can really rev up your metabolism. It's often found in energy drinks.
Okay. Interesting. And what can you tell us about gymnema? I'm not as familiar with that one.
Oh, gymnema is interesting. It has a long history of use in traditional medicine,
Okay.
and it's believed to support healthy blood sugar levels and even reduce sugar cravings. And the way it works is actually quite fascinating. It blocks sugar receptors on your taste buds, making sweet foods taste less appealing.
Oh, wow, that's really interesting. So it's like it helps you naturally cut back on sugar without feeling deprived. And then
Exactly.
we have ginseng. I know that's often used for energy and focus.
Yes, and like gymnema, it's also traditionally used to support blood sugar balance.
Okay, and last but not least, we have chromium. I've heard that's an essential mineral that helps with blood sugar control.
That's right. Chromium is essential for how our bodies process glucose. And what's really interesting about chromium is that we actually have some decent scientific research on its effects on blood sugar. However, it's important to note that dosage plays a significant role in its effectiveness.
So how do we know how much chromium is actually in Sugar Defender? Like, is there a way to verify the dosage?
That's a great question. And it kind of highlights one of the big things about the supplement industry.
Yeah.
Unlike pharmaceuticals, supplements aren't subject to the same like rigorous testing and
Right.
approval process.
So it's more of a buyer beware situation.
To some degree, yeah. It really comes down to doing your homework, you know,
Right.
and choosing reputable companies
Yeah.
that are transparent about their sourcing, their manufacturing processes, and how they test their ingredients.
Sugar Defender does mention that their product is manufactured in an FDA-registered and GMP-certified facility. Do those certifications like actually guarantee anything in terms of quality or effectiveness?
You know, those are definitely positive indicators, but they don't necessarily guarantee that a product is effective. They mainly focus on making sure that the manufacturing facilities meet certain standards for safety and quality.
Okay, so it's still important to be cautious, even if a company mentions those certifications. Now, let's talk a little bit about the marketing tactics that Sugar Defender uses. They use phrases like drop pounds quickly and easily and support healthy blood sugar. And they show pictures of this like slender, energetic person. It really does paint this picture of effortless transformation.
I think what's really interesting here is how they're playing on those common desires and anxieties that we all have around weight and health. You know, we want quick fixes, we want to feel good in our bodies,
What
and we're just surrounded by messages about what healthy looks like.
All right. And Sugar Defender is presenting itself as the solution to all that. They even offer two free ebooks as a bonus, The Ultimate Tea Remedies and Learn How to Manage Diabetes. And, I noticed the Great Health Report also mentions the importance of consulting a healthcare professional before starting any new supplements. It seems like those disclaimers are pretty standard these days. Do you think they actually make a difference?
You know, I think those disclaimers are definitely important from a legal standpoint, but they also serve as a reminder that supplements aren't a replacement for getting personalized medical advice. Ultimately, though, the responsibility is on us as consumers to be informed and to make choices that are good for our own health.
So it's all about owning our own health journey and
Exactly.
not relying solely on promises from a bottle.
Right.
Speaking of owning our health journey, what are some questions people should be asking when evaluating any supplement?
Ooh, that's a good
Like,
one.
how can we tell if those claims are actually backed by science?
Oh, that's where critical thinking comes in. First of all, you want to look for specific claims, like what exactly is the supplement supposed to do? And then you have to dig a little deeper and see if those claims are backed up by actual research. And I always say, don't just take the company's word for it. Look for studies that have been published in reputable journals.
Okay, good advice. What about side effects or interactions with other medications?
Yeah, that's important too. Just because something comes from plants doesn't mean it can't have strong effects on your body. It's crucial to be aware of any potential side effects and definitely talk to your doctor or pharmacist, especially if you have any health conditions or are taking other medications.
It's like you said earlier, knowledge is power.
It really is.
The more we know, the better choices we can make.
For sure.
Okay, so we've talked about specific claims, research, and safety. What else should people be thinking about?
Well, I'd say pay attention to the company's reputation. Are they open about where they get their ingredients and how they make their products? Do they have a history of problems with quality control? Do they use ethical marketing practices?
Got it.
These are all really important things to consider.
It sounds like choosing a supplement is kind of like choosing anything else. You want to make sure you're supporting companies you trust.
Absolutely.
So, as we wrap up our deep dive into Sugar Defender and this whole world of plant supplements, what's the key takeaway for our listeners?
I'd say the main takeaway is this. While plant supplements can definitely be a part of a healthy lifestyle, it's super important to be critical and do your research. Don't just buy into the hype. Ask questions and think about your own health needs.
That's great advice. It's like you really have to remember that true wellness is a journey, right? It's a whole process.
And there's no magic bullet. No matter how tempting those promises are,
Holy.
you know, it's about nourishing your body with good food, moving your body, managing stress, getting enough sleep, and just cultivating a positive mindset. Plant supplements might have a place in all of that, but they're not a substitute for those healthy habits.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into sugar defender in the world of plant supplements.
Mm-hmm.
I want to leave you with this. What does optimal health actually look and feel like to you?
Yeah, that's a good question.
What are your non-negotiables when it comes to your well-being?
And how can you support that vision of health?
Yeah.
You know, both now and in the future, because at the end of the day, you're the expert on your own body.
That's so true. And with that, we encourage you to keep learning, keep asking questions, and always put your well-being first. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into plant supplements.
Absolutely.